Joining me now to talk about the Six Nations Chiefs and their 2022 season and everything that's been going on in the Major Series Lacrosse League right now is Dwayne Jacobs, president and general manager of the Six Nations Chiefs. So thanks for taking some time to talk to me, Dwayne.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I wanted to start by asking about the season being paused due to a dispute that was going on between the teams and Major Series Lacrosse. So could you give us a little more detail into what was going on there?
I don't know how much detail I can give you, but essentially there's been a dispute between the owner of the now Owen Sound lacrosse team and a group out of Brampton who were awarded the team by the OLA executive, I guess. And so in that, there was the other teams were caught in the middle, I guess.
Okay, and what kind of effect do you think that dispute will have on the game and teams like your team who are proactively trying to grow the game?
Well, it doesn't help, you know, and we're just... you know, we're very fortunate to have a season, and you know, we're just trying to get past it and continue to play lacrosse in Six Nations and put a good product on the floor and looking forward to trying to get back to the Man Cup.
And I know that there was some talk about some of the games being broadcasted across Canada before the start of the season. Do you know if that's something that we can look forward to this season? And would that be something that the Chiefs would be getting behind?
Yeah, I think that's still a go. I believe there's a deal with the league and Rogers. And we should have, you know, they're excited to be a part of the MSL, and they're looking forward to broadcasting our games, not just our games, but the other three teams that are in the league this year.
And you sort of touched on it about Brampton and Owen Sound, and I was just wondering if the league has talked about replacing those teams or anything like that, or if we could see them back in the league next year. And just get your opinion on if the league's better with having those teams being part of Major Series Lacrosse.
Well, I think there will be back in 2023. At least that's what I understand. As well as Oakville, who has decided to take a break this year, they'll be back. And so you're looking at a 7-team league, which is comparable to the Western Lacrosse Association, who also has 7. So I think, you know, 7 teams makes it a better league. You know, other than that, I don't really know how it's going to play out, because I think there's still a dispute that needs to be resolved, whether that's through the courts or through some sort of mediated settlement.
And despite the season being paused at the beginning, you guys did get to play in front of a home crowd for the Bread and Cheese game, which is obviously a very big deal here on Six Nations. So I just wanted you to talk to me about the importance of that game being played despite the dispute that was going on.
Yeah, it was really important for us. You know, obviously we haven't had a season in you know, the two previous seasons because of the pandemic. And our guys were really looking forward to that particular game. We've never played on Bread and Cheese before, and a lot of our guys who played for the Arrows had participated on that particular day. And you know, there was a lot of good energy in the building, and you know, we had a really good crowd, and we just, you know, we wanted to get out there and put on a show, and we did, I thought, and we look forward to being involved in that on that particular day again in the future.
And you talked about it a little bit, but you guys partnered with the Arrows to host the doubleheader for the community that day. Will that be something that we'll be seeing more of throughout the season this year?
I don't think we'll be doing that. I think that was just sort of that particular day, the event, the day. I think that's just sort of maybe we'll be doing it again next year, but I don't think we'll be doing it throughout the season.
And can you just talk to me about any other kind of events the team has planned to maybe motivate community members to get back out and catch these games?
Well, we plan on making a donation to the to one of the groups, one of the organizers, our groups, I should say, in the community, in one of our remaining home games. It has to do with the Every Child Matters campaign. So we're going to do something special for one of our remaining, I think we have four remaining home games.
Okay, that's awesome. And now the league has obviously started back up again, and that's very good news. And you guys opened up your season with two big wins over Brooklyn and last night against the Peterborough Lakers. And tonight you guys are back in action again against the Brooklyn Lacrosse Club. So can you tell me about the excitement the team has to be getting ready to get back into the swing of things?
Yeah, the guys been pumped for for a while. We were able to bring them together in early May. Not all of them, but most of the younger players. And we had a really good turnout. And, they're just really excited, and they want to play lacrosse. And it was unfortunate we had a pause after the bread and cheese game. But, they're raring to go. And like you said, we have a game tonight. We're in a back-to-back situation, and we're looking to get every one of our 25 guys into the mix here the first couple of games. We still have some tough decisions to make on our lineup. So just really happy that the guys that have been with us have been able to finally play. And, we're really looking forward to getting the season underway and looking to get back to the Man Cup.
And you talked about the pause that happened at the beginning of the season, but we've also been paused over the past 2.5 years too. Can you just talk to me about how exciting it is knowing that your team is going to be able to get back to normal this season and to be able to play in front of fans across the league this year?
Obviously the fans are a big part of the game, and we're still not out of the pandemic, but it's certainly a better situation than it has been the past 2 years. So, our fingers are crossed that, we're still able to come together and play the game and in front of our community members. So we're just hopeful that, the pandemic doesn't flare up, and we hope that we're on the other side of it, and that we can continue to come together and play the game, and bring a lot of that positive energy to the community.
And you've said it a couple times during the interview that the team is looking forward to getting back to the Man Cup. So with that being said, can you just talk to me about team expectations and making your way towards a seventh Man Cup in team history?
Well, obviously, we have a very high standard with our team, and this year is no different. I think we're in a situation where we probably have more of our local players than we've ever had, and we're excited about that. But, it's not easy to get to the Man Cup. We understand that. And, Peterborough Lakers, they're gunning for a fourth title. And there's a long way to go, even though the season is short. But, we're going to work every day, and the guys are committed that we have to being the best that we can be every night.
And you touched on it there a little bit, that there's a lot of local talent spread throughout this lineup. So can you just tell me what it means to have these guys performing in front of their local community and just the importance of this team that it has to the Six Nations community?
Well, I think that, I'm sure if you ask them that, you know, it means a lot to play, to put on our jersey and to play in front of the home crowd, the home family, friends. That's really what it boils down to for the players. And, you know, we're really excited to have such a good mix. We just think we have a number of young players who are very skilled and very, very talented, and, you know, wanting to give them the opportunity to show what they can do and help them develop, hopefully to the next level for those who aren't yet in the pro league.
Okay, Dwayne, this has been great. I want to thank you again for taking some time to talk to me this morning, and best of luck with the upcoming season, and hopefully it's a successful one for the Chiefs.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.